This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. He is back home now in Tucson. But last week, Dr. Rifat Latifi revisited the village where he was born. It's in the Balkans, in the region of Kosovo. That now autonomous province of Serbia was placed under UN-led administration 5 years ago because of the notorious Serb repression of the ethnic Albanians who lived there. Dr. Latifi was on a medical mission to Pristina, in a region that was heavily damaged 5 years ago, where he helps direct a project that provides one of the world's most modern medical facilities. When I spoke with Dr. Latifi, I asked about his journey from the peasant village of his youth to help create a telemedicine clinic.
When I was a kid, I had a pneumonia twice, and I was in this very small hospital in Skenderaj, which was a little sort of town. It was the first town I seen in my life, and it was this cold building. But the doctors were able to save me and get me up, and I thought that was the best thing in the planet. So really, since a small age, I always wanted to become a doctor.
But that must have seemed almost impossible for you. I mean, your parents didn't read or write. They were poor. You lived in this little village. I bet you didn't even have electricity at home.
No, actually, we did not. And probably that has something to do with me being a good student. So I didn't waste a lot of time watching TV since we didn't have a TV. I was age 15, actually, when we got first electricity.
Well, you did get to this country. You went to medical school. You got through medical school, did residency at Yale. You've become a trauma surgeon. This last week on this medical mission, you again went back to the village where you were born. What is it like for you to go back there? Because this village and your home, they were destroyed, weren't they?
Yes, they were. It's interesting that as often as you go, and you can go on a daily basis, the numbness that I felt when I went there in July of 1999, about 10 days after the war had finished, had never disappeared. Our home was destroyed totally. The entire community actually was burned down. The worst part was in that village, not that the people had died. A lot of friends of mine got shot point blank and killed. But everything else was destroyed. There was no more memory there. Everything was gone.
What is remarkable to me is that in this scene of devastation, you are able to transplant an idea for a medical facility that is among the most modern in the world. This is a telemedicine facility based in Pristina, where you are able to help clinics and medical people all around the region. Tell me how that got going.
Well, thank you very much. Yes, it is very modern, and we were able to build the center where we can help physicians around the country and the patients from any region in the Balkans, actually. But at the same token, actually get advice, if we need to, from any country in the world, from any university in a planet.
So a village doctor, perhaps even in the village where you started out, or a village near there, could be connected to, what, a professor of medicine anywhere in the world and say, I'm encountering something here I don't quite understand, and help me?
Yes, sir. Every village in Kosovo will be able, or every doctor from any part of the country will be able to contact anyone on the planet.
What is it that makes this idea so well-suited for Kosovo? Why is it that it's taking off there and getting a lot of support from the European community?
I think it's ideal for many reasons. Number one, we don't have much time. There's a huge gap between the knowledge. It's a knowledge gap between the physicians and patients' care in that part of the world and the rest of the world. There are no books. There is no medical journals. The education process will have been almost impossible to catch on with the rest of the world without the help of the technology. We hope to create a model that we will take it to other developing countries around the world, and believe me, there are plenty of them who will need this kind of services.
Rifat Latifi is Associate Professor of Clinical Surgery at the University of Arizona and Associate Director of the Arizona Telemedicine Program. He leads the program on telesurgery and international affairs. Dr. Latifi, thanks for joining us on Day to Day.
Thank you. Great to be here.
And photos and links from Rifat Latifi at our website. Go there, please, npr.org.